This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your guest host, Maria Z, reporting to you from the land down under. That's right, I'm back in Australia, and let me tell you all, I miss Texas. Texas is such an amazing place with such amazing people. The whole United States is. But today I want to talk to you about what's happening in the United States. I want to talk to you about what's happening at the border, and who better to talk about all of that than Michael Yon, who's doing some of the most important work in the country right now as we speak at the border. But before we talk about that, I want to discuss some really breaking news that's come out of Australia. You all may know Dictator Dan Andrews from the state of Victoria. He's the premier that's known for introducing the, his pandemic powers, which basically allowed him to declare a pandemic, even if one was not present in Australia or anywhere in the world, and bring in these pandemic measures following his declaration. It really was a foreshadowing of what the World Health Organization wants to do. And Daniel Andrews has now resigned. Now, why is that important? Well, it's the same as when Jacinta Ardern, Jabcinta, as we call her, she resigned as well. All of these leaders just resigned, and they seem to be replaced with other tyrants or other incapable people. And Michael Yon and I have spoken about the reason why they keep putting these dog kings in charge. So Michael joins us right now from the border. Michael, thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thanks for having me back on. It's been a while since we met up in the United States. You're already back home. There's so much to see. I was hoping to get you down here in Panama. I'm actually in Panama now. I've been down the Darien Gap, which many people know is a major migration route, or let's say invasion route is more accurate, to the United States from the rest of the world. So the Darien Gap is that area between Colombia and Panama, which I've been coming to for about 3 years now. I've probably spent 6 months here, actually, since Biden was installed, recognizing that this would be a major path to the United States, and it is now. Last month, about 82,000 passed through here, according to the Panamanian government. But this month, it's clearly going to be maybe 100,000. It's unclear, but the numbers are clearly up, and they're increasing, which is even more significant because this is rainy season. And so right now I'm in a hotel room. I came up to Panama City to look at the Panama Canal and then to look at some other issues and then back down into the jungle. But the bottom line is this is just one of many invasion routes to the United States. We've reached a point where any presidential candidate in the United States who's not talking about mass deportations is just not a serious person. I mean, closing the border is too late for that to be enough. I made this hyperlapse in Darien Gap a couple of weeks ago at a place called Las Blancas. That's one of the camps that was built in part by United States money. Our flag is in that camp, and they were coming down the Rio Turquesa. And that is, you know, the Faro Max. I did not make that drone video. I don't know who did, but the Faro Max trains, I think about 60 were stopped as of yesterday. Those trains, by the way, the Red Cross hands out maps down here in Panama to the people who are crossing into the United States, and they tell you which train lines you can get on. And they also, I was just looking at one of the map, one of the maps I had this morning, and it says in English and Spanish, and I think French as well, it says, don't get on the trains drunk. Don't, when you're riding on the outside of the trains, watch each other. Don't do drugs. Because people keep falling off those trains. That's one of the reasons why the, so many trains are, the Mexican government is claiming that they've stopped those five dozen trains because, illegal aliens keep getting killed falling off the trains. I mean, but you see how they climb on those trains.
Michael, we're about to go to a break. I want to continue this on the other side of the break. You know what the biggest shame is? That we're only now starting to get the mainstream media in the United States covering just how serious this is when you've been screaming about it from the beginning. And so kudos to you for raising the alarm, but they really need to catch up and maybe start listening to the so-called conspiracy theorists before it becomes so dire. Don't go anywhere. Michael Young continues to cover this on the other side of the break.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win. The trifecta sale. Go now. InfoWarsStore.com.
Shame to the legacy media and for not talking about this sooner. But let me tell you, if you want to cover the truth and if you want to speak about why this is actually happening at the border and why everything that Michael Yon has been, you know, screaming from the rooftops for all this time is happening, just look up UN replacement migration. At the tip of every single one of these agendas, at the tip of the pyramid, is the United Nations. They are one of the most evil organizations on this earth. I've spent a lot of time exposing the UN, so much so that they recently responded, the head of their media responded to an article about me where I was actually exposing a pedophilic document that they endorsed. I'm in their sights, but that's okay. I'm going to keep exposing these people. Michael Yon is here to talk about the U.S. invasion in line with the U.N. replacement migration strategy. Please continue, Michael.
Right. It is a replacement. This is an actual war. Of course, sometimes I leave Panama and fly straight to Europe, usually Netherlands, because that's another epicenter for the attacks. You can see this is weaponized migration, which I've been – keep in mind, there are Americans who have been warning about this for decades. And mostly they went unheeded. There have been people warning about this. And now it's reached a point where, really, at this point, the people that haven't noticed it yet, I don't know what's wrong with them. You know what I mean? I mean, there's something actually cognitively off, or they're very young and they haven't developed the context yet. But if you're like in your 30s and 40s and you don't realize that this is a problem, you're probably going to die. I mean, seriously. And I mean that with full seriousness. There is a clear war unfolding in the United States and Europe. These will be massive wars. Keep in mind, war is what I do. I spent years in wars around the world, Iraq, Afghanistan, running off the Philippines, Thailand, got kicked out of Hong Kong before the COVID lockdowns. You know, I'm constantly off in these conflicts, and I'm very familiar with the dynamics. This is before Russia invaded Ukraine, I was down in Morocco watching Morocco weaponized migrants against Spain and the EU. Morocco, by the way, is a longtime ally of the United States, and I have much respect for Morocco. They were the first country actually to recognize the independence of the United States long ago. Actually, all the Moroccans know that. If you meet a Moroccan and you say, if you're an American and you say, thank you for being first to recognize that, they all know that, but almost no Americans do. But the bottom line is, I was down in Morocco with Chuck Holton, and we were watching. There's two Spanish cities that are enclaves in Morocco. So there's those EU cities actually in Africa, right? Morocco's in northern Africa. So those EU cities that are in Africa, if you can make it into one of those cities, Ceuta or Melilla, the ones that are in Morocco, the Spanish cities in Morocco, you are now in the EU. So Morocco will use those weaponized migrants. It doesn't mean they have weapons, but just the presence there. They're camped outside Ceuta, for instance. Chuck and I were out. They were living in the rocks, the migrants, the aliens, living literally like the Goths. I mean, they're beyond the pale, the Irish might say. They were literally, just living outside the city walls of Ceuta. And occasionally when Morocco is unhappy with Spain or wants to get something out of them, they'll let those aliens rush the walls. You can see photos online of them doing this. This weaponized migration, Chuck and I were down there in Chuck Holton and I were down there in Morocco, and he called up Frontex, which is the sort of the border patrol for Europe, which is essentially useless. But Frontex said that, you know, that Belarus was pushing aliens into Poland and Lithuania. And I had lived in Poland for 2 years and studied Poland quite a lot before that. And I'm not Polish, but there was reasons why I lived there. But the bottom line is I didn't think Poland would let them in. That's not their style. And they did not. But I called up some top people in the Lithuanian military. I was with them in Afghanistan in the Afghan War. And they said, hey, we were about to invite you to Lithuania because Belarus is pushing migrants over our border, right? So I flew up to Vilnius with Chuck. I stayed there for about 5 weeks. They gave me full access to the camps. I was talking with the people. They were from all over Africa and the Middle East, many Yazidis and other Arabs also from Iraq and Kurds as well. And I talked with many, many, many from Syria, all over the place, Nigeria, Gambia. And bottom line is that Belarus was pushing those migrants. It was a weaponized migration. And I started publishing something's up here. Obviously, this is an indicator of war. For those who study war, you'll pick up on that immediately. It's like somebody stabbing you with a knitting needle and deeper and deeper. And that's what's happening here in the Darien Gap. United States is being invaded. Europe is being invaded from multiple fronts. It's not just one party doing it. But down here in the Darien Gap, this is the route through which you could get literally hundreds of millions of people through. I'll be very surprised if fewer than a million come through in 2024. I'll be very surprised. That'll be a low number. Last month, the Panamanian government announced 82,000 made it through the gap in August of 2023. This month, it'll be some number that's higher than that. We're seeing 3,000 or 4,000 a day now. And this is during rainy season. It's very muddy out there. Usually it decreases during this time of year, but month by month, the number goes up. I'm sorry, you wanted to say something, Maria?
Well, I wanted to ask, where do you see this going? I mean, obviously you're right. The numbers keep going up. Okay, so yes, how are these people going to be weaponized? Or is it, I mean, you and I have spoken before about the fact that they come in, they're supplied with phones automatically, they're provided for. We've got the Plum Grove migrant housing facility. I can see in 2020, the population of Plum Grove was at 1,245, and now we've got one of these migrant cities there. The population's well over 50,000, I think even over 70,000 right now. So not only are we letting all these people in, we're housing them, we're giving them all these, resources. Meanwhile, you sent me something, and if the team have got that, if they could bring up some of those images. Meanwhile, we've got these people, violent criminals, killing their neighbors in cold blood. I mean, these are just some of the problems, but you say it's going to lead to war. How does it play out?
Well, the details, of course, are in question, but in general terms, it's quite easy to predict. I mean, for instance, we have people from third world countries all over the world. I want to repeat, I know a lot of people who watch my work have heard me say this 20 times already, but I've spent about 3/4 of my life now outside of the United States in more than 90 countries. And I mean, really been to those more than 90 countries, not just airplane stops. But I'm constantly in these third world countries and developing countries. I spent a year in India, a year in and around China, a year in Nepal, just 2 years in Afghanistan, 2 in Iraq, just all over the place. I've been so many countries, right? And I'm telling you, not all fish will mix well in the same aquarium. All you have to do is push all these incompatibles into our crumbling economy and Europe as well. Europe is collapsing. And you will end up in a war. I mean, that's just the fish in the aquarium war. That's a weaponized use of migration. Now, keep in mind, Stalin did this with Ukraine. He just weaponized, he basically made the farmers out to kulaks, which is basically, they did a big information war against the kulaks, saying that they're evil. They're the reasons you have the high prices. They're the reasons for this. They're the reasons for that. And basically said, go take their farms. Go take them. Go take them and they're yours. There was a huge famine, 1932 and 33, called the Holodomor. Many people in Ukraine didn't even know there was a famine on in other parts of Ukraine, right? So, I mean, this sort of thing, this is what Mao did. He was a student of Stalin. He did the same. What you're showing there is the residence near Colony Ridge. We call it Abbott City. That's where the Mexican came over and shot the Hondurans. He was drunk, reportedly drunk. That's baby food for the baby he murdered. He came over and he was shooting his rifle at night. There's bullet holes in that door. That's Todd Bensman, my friend, the author of the book Overrun. And that's a memorial for the Hondurans who were murdered. That's a memorial. So basically, this drunk Mexican, a reportedly drunk, who had been deported numerous times. He's a criminal. He kept coming back like a boomerang to the United States. He was out firing his rifle at night, drunk, reportedly. And the neighbors complained, hey, you're keeping the babies awake. So he solved that by coming over there with his rifle and killing the baby and killing the rest of the family, right? And so he,
Michael, I don't want to cut you off. It's such a shocking story, but we've got to go to break right now. I want to talk about the risk of this type of thing continuing and what else we can expect to see on the other side of the break. Don't go anywhere.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Us just before the break, he was talking about a massacre, a shocking massacre that happened earlier this year. And the reason why that's relevant is because it happened right near the largest illegal immigrant colonia, and the major U.S. media said nothing about it at the time. A population of what was around 1,200 people, now well over 50,000. I think the latest numbers are about 70,000 of these illegals in Plum Grove in Texas, and more coming all the time. And so Michael's talking to us about not only the behavior of these people and the attitude that they bring. This guy that committed this atrocity crossed the border illegally multiple times. So to secure the border is absolutely crucial. But I just heard yesterday on this very broadcast, Michael, that there was a border patrol officer that was saying it's too, to secure the border at this point is impossible because of the unbelievable amount of people coming in. The only solution is to start deporting people and punishing them. But Joe Biden isn't going to do this.
No, it's child's play to secure the border. It's easily done. Now, I'm not saying that every drop of blood can be stopped coming across the border. That's untrue. But the vast majority of it is easily sealed, right? For instance, I'm down here in Panama again. Now, you'll hear Panamanians say frequently, we can't seal the Darien Gap, which is complete nonsense. Why? Because during the COVID lockdown, they sealed it. We know they did. But nobody got through. I mean, that thing was locked tight. It's very easy to seal if you have the will to do it. What I see around the world is every country blaming somebody else. Americans blaming the cartels, blaming the Mexicans. Mexicans blaming the Guatemalans. Mexicans blaming Americans. Panamanians blaming Colombians. Colombians blaming Venezuelans. Moroccans blaming Spain, and Spain blaming Morocco. Italy blaming various parties in Europe. Meanwhile, they're the ones doing it. If you throw corn on the ground, the ducks will come, right? I mean, you can't just say the United States is giving $2,200 a month to these people who make it across. That's a lot of corn. Not to mention there's the hope that these people have when I talk with them coming through the Darien Gap and across the border when I'm at Yuma or across Texas or California or whatever. They all have been getting propaganda to go to the United States and you'll get free stuff. You'll get free passport. You'll get free medical. You'll get free school for your kids. It's not free, obviously. It's destroying the United States, and it's going to lead to war. A lot of the people coming through the Darien Gap and other places, the Darien Gap is just one feeder. But I'm going to tell you, there's a reason why I keep coming to Panama. People who followed my work for 20 years know that if my feet are somewhere, it's somewhere important, right? I don't just run off to Netherlands because I like Netherlands. I do like Netherlands, and I do like Japan, and I do like Panama, but that's not why I'm here. And I don't spend so much time in Texas because I love Texas. Texas is great, but I'm in Texas because Texas is a future war zone. Straight up. And you see this criminality that you see with the murder of the 5 people in that instance. That's just one of many. This stuff is happening constantly. It's constantly 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people killed. This is normal. It's day to day activity. A lot of it just doesn't hit the news. Police being assaulted all over the United States now. People being raped and murdered all the way from Sweden to Key West. I mean, it's happening everywhere, right? We've been warning about it, especially those of us who've lived overseas for years and swim around in these other waters constantly. We know what's coming. It's going to be war. There's no way around it. When you mix certain things together, you get certain other things. For instance, if you mix anger and disgust, you always get hatred, right? Always. That's the formula if you're an artist or a writer and you're trying to create hatred, or you're an information warrior and you're trying to create hatred, you mix anger plus disgust and you get hatred, right? So when I'm in China and other places, not that they're going to let me back in after they kicked me out of Hong Kong, but when I'm studying museum warfare, for instance, museum warfare is just a term that I made up because I go to a lot of museums and I study the messages that they're giving out, for instance, in Indonesia and Malaysia and Thailand and China and Hong Kong. Well, Hong Kong has been absorbed now. And I look at these museums. And, for instance, when I flew to Nanjing and I looked at the museum there, it's a huge museum. This thing must cost $50 million. I don't know how much it costs, but it's like Disney World level. It's unbelievable. And the thing is, as somebody who studies information war, I've written 3 books on information war, by the way. Unfortunately, they're all in Japanese. They're not in English because I've been working for years to wake up the Japanese. Why? Because Japan is being targeted in an information war. If you want to know what's coming, always watch your enemy's information war. InfoWars, I mean, I don't know when Alex came up with the idea of the term InfoWars, but it's brilliant. If you want to know what your enemy's going to do, watch their InfoWars, right? When did he come up with that? But anyway, but I mean, it's right on target. And like a lot of things that Alex came up with that used to sound crazy, they end up turning out to be. Who was the first one that came up with the idea that they were going to house people and children and whatnot in these super centers and whatnot? I mean, that sounded completely crazy just some years ago, right? Now we know it's an absolute fact, like in Brownsville, Texas. They're housing people in these things. Anyway, let me go back to China. So I was in this I was going to museums in China and other places, and I was in the Nanjing Museum. Every step you take to that museum, and it's a long museum, and I was the only white guy there. Otherwise, it was almost all children, you know, all wearing their blue shirts, yellow shirts, red shirts, whatever, pink shirts. Different buses had, there was hundreds and hundreds of children. So they were running through the buses. I flew to Nanjing just to go to the museum and look at their information war there, right? And because they're clearly getting ready to do something to Japan, eventually, right? And so every step of the way was creating disgust and hatred and anger against Japan. And interestingly, when I was about halfway through the museum, there wasn't a lot of places to get water or any food or anything like that. And the kids were starting to get tired and ornery. And when we were about halfway through, I thought, wow, this is a big museum. I'm glad it's almost over. I didn't realize it was only about halfway done, right? If you want to deliver your message, an emotional message, first you have to get people in an emotional state. So you want to get them tired. You want to get them hungry. You want to get them thirsty. And you want to keep showing them photos of the people or the image of the thing that you want them to hate. So every time you turn, it's these disgusting pictures of Japanese doing this, that, and the other, in statements that would make you angry. And the statements are in English and French and Chinese, of course.
Right.
And
so basically the comparison here is that, you know, we're going to keep shoving gay stuff in your face. The U.S. is going to have a gay military. We're going to dress men up as women, you know, parade our clowns around. We're going to demoralize the country and make everyone hate it. Make the whole world hate it, you know, portray the American people as some sort of, you know, sissies, which they're not. But, you know, you talk to any European country and they're just disgusted with what's being portrayed in the United States right now because they're just elevating all the gay stuff and, you know, all the trans stuff and just shoving the trans flag in your face above the United States flag. So basically what I'm hearing, Michael, is the comparison that you're drawing between how they made people, turn people against each other overseas and are making people hate the United States and the people of America. Am I correct in my assumption?
You are. The first time I started noticing this, I was late to the game. Alex noticed it years before that. But in 2014, I was covering the coup in Thailand, and I was
Hang
there
on, Michael. We've got to go to break. We've got to go to break in about 10 seconds. I want to hear more about this on the other side of the break. And then I want to talk to you about this news from Australia, this dog king that's just resigned, and how they're going to keep doing this.
Don't lie down and take it. Spread the word about this broadcast. Pray for this broadcast. Support other broadcasts, please. And please financially support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way we operate is your funding. You are the InfoWar. You're the reason we're here. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and empower yourself and your immune system and your body and your health and your vitality with a trifecta sale, 40% off, with DNA Force Plus finally back in stock, Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula finally back in stock, and Real Red Pill finally back in stock. It's been a year since all three have been back in stock together. There's no excuse not to get them. They're so amazing together. 40% off right now when you get all three together, or 25% off individually. The trifecta sale. right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The only way we fail is you don't take action. This will enrich and empower your life, and it keeps us on the air. So if you want us to keep fighting in the face of these attacks, we can't do it without you. Plus, these are great products you need. That is a total win, a 360 win, the trifecta sale. Go now, InfoWarsStore.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
John, I want to take a minute now just to talk about something crucial that just happened in the UK. They've just passed this bill, Michael. It's an online safety bill, you know, sort of talking about protecting people from anonymous trolls and things of this nature. They've introduced something similar in Australia. But really what it is a censorship bill. And essentially, you know, the penalties that they're looking for big tech are the same as what we've seen, you know, a tenth of their global income, potentially criminal convictions for the senior leaders of big tech. And so it's so bad that both Signal and WhatsApp have said we have to leave the UK because we can't, we're not going to sit here and give the government access to people's private messages, which is what the bill demands. And it also, from my understanding, demands 6 months jail time for anyone that violates their so-called misinformation, you know, whatever they deem to be misinformation at any moment, making the people terrified to speak out. And, you know, people have to go and verify themselves through this government app on their phone and all the other apps interact with this app. So essentially it's a zero trust model, which is where the internet is moving. And you are guilty until proven innocent through your compliance while you're online. And the reason I bring this up is for everyone watching today for the Info Warriors. Imagine a world where that was your reality and you didn't have InfoWars. Imagine a world where you weren't able to hear the truth at all. That's it. The truth's dead. And so please support this broadcast. Support InfoWars in whichever way you can. And let's keep the truth alive. Let's keep them in the fight. Michael, just yesterday we had the announcement of the resignation of Daniel Andrews, a dog king in Australia. Really, it doesn't matter. I mean, the whole country is celebrating, and I understand he's a horrible human being. So it makes sense that they would celebrate. But ultimately, these people are just installed to demoralize, to destroy society. It's on purpose. They want the world to hate their government. This is the truth. And so this actually ties in with what you're talking about in terms of leading the people to hate their government, to be at a point where they reach civil unrest, but they want the civil unrest. So how do we, as a people, or how do we, as those at the front lines of the information war, encourage people to fight back against this, but not fight back in the way that they want us to fight back? It's a precarious situation, Michael.
Yeah, people are being taught to hate themselves. Like, look at Germans. I mean, they tend to hate Germany. They tend to look at increasing numbers of Americans hate the United States or Australians hating Australia. I was giving a speech in Tokyo some years ago, and it was a bunch of journalists and historians and that sort of thing. And I said, you know, I've been all over Asia, or let's say 25 countries in Asia. I spent, I don't know, 16, 18 years running around Asia. And I said, you know, when I go to different countries around the world, I ask certain questions. Do you trust your police? Do you trust your courts? What do you think of your military? I ask certain, what do you think of the United States? What do you think of Japan? I ask, what do you think of your neighbors? There's just a long list that I kind of go down. And it's interesting. So I'm saying that to preface what I'm about to say that I said during the speech. I said, you know, Japanese seem to think that the entire world hates Japan. Now, I've been around the world, and I've asked this question all over Asia and all over the world. And I asked the Japanese there. These are very educated people in the audience. I said, I've only found three countries that hate Japan. What are those countries, right? And people are actually interacting. You know, like, oh, China, okay. Actually, most Chinese seem to like Japan. But there is a program clearly designed to make Chinese hate Japan. Because that's what you need your population to hate the target so that you can kill them, right? And others said Korea, of course. And I said, okay. And then they started beating around North Korea, South Korea. I said, okay, just include North and South Korea as one. What's the third country, right? And nobody could get it. And I said, well, it's obviously Japan. I've never seen anybody hate Japan more than Japanese. And they almost gave me a standing ovation, right? I said, I know, because it's the same way. I lived in Germany for 4 years. I speak German. I lived in the United. I'm American. I've lived all over the United States, and it's like, nobody hates Americans more than Americans do, and it's because we've been. This is information war that's teaching you to hate yourself, right? This is where this dog king stuff comes from. Dog king is an old information strategy that comes, for instance, when Swedish and Norwegian kings are fighting and killing each other. You depose another king, run him off, kill him or whatever, and you install a dog as a king, give him a crown, give him a necklace, give him a throne, give him a translator, and now say, this dog is your king. And it demoralizes the people who are like, hey, that our king's a dog. Yeah, well, that's your king. Serve your dog king, right? And it also emboldens your enemies. And that's what's happening when we have meat puppets like Biden or in your case, Andrews down there. Or Ruto over in Netherlands. These dog
to be clear, our
everywhere.
Prime Minister is Anthony Albanese, and he can't even speak properly. But
no, I'm talking about the guy over the guy
the
in,
Premier,
in Queensland.
Yes,
I think it was
in Victoria.
No, not the Premier. The guy in Victoria. Right, it's Andrews, right? Is he stepping down? What's happening to him? What's actually? I'm not.
He resigned. He resigned, and people are saying, "Oh, you know, it's because he's avoiding a royal commission." Well, no one's avoiding a royal commission because the royal commission's not happening. The Prime Minister promised a COVID inquiry, and you know, now he's saying, "No, we're not going to do that." So, I mean, yes, there are people calling for it, but the point is that you have this tiny minority, and it's the same problem in every country, Michael. This tiny minority calling for the right thing and very little support because people are being pulled left, right, and center to focus on this over here, that over there. There's so many distractions. I want to hear from you, zoning on what the biggest problem is and what people should be focusing on because they want us distracted.
Well, I mean, you just said it, distraction. You know, when I return to the United States, I mean, that is key. I mean, that's not just like a throwaway. That distraction is, like, key. For instance, when I come back to the United States, and again, I still stay overseas most of the time. I come back to the United States, and I see my country on drugs. And I mean literally on drugs. I mean, you know, I go to places like San Francisco and Los Angeles and Washington, D.C., and I check into hotels, and you smell marijuana in the halls, and you smell it in the elevators. I smell it walking down the streets in Philadelphia and New York, Key West, a bunch of dope heads. Now, when I say that, people are like, oh, you're against marijuana. You know, when I was younger, I was more like live and let live. Now that I'm older and I've seen a lot more stuff around the world, I'm telling you right now, you're being taught to do this so that you can be killed. That's what this is all about, so that your throat will be slit. These people coming through the Darien Gap, they got high testosterone. They're going to come in and they're going to kill your ass. I mean, they are very serious people, right? And these are people that are coming into different ecosystems of people are coming in. You've got the Chinese coming in that are going into various ecosystems. There's not, you know, China is not obviously homogenous as people think. I mean, there's different, you know, there's Cantonese speakers, Fujianese speakers. I'm meeting a lot of Fujianese speakers, which will mean something to the Chinese watching this. But basically calling people Chinese is like calling people white almost. Like, you know, Irish and Germans are not exactly the same, right? So, right. And even Irish and Irish are not exactly the same. You go up to Belfast and there's like a wall that's over 20 miles to keep the Protestants and the Catholics apart at nighttime. They actually still close the walls. You should see this wall. It's unbelievable. But the bottom line is information war is the key to making people fight each other, making people think it's cool and it's okay. You know, you got Joe Rogan over there smoking a joint, you know, in front of millions of young people. Like, well, if Joe Rogan smokes a joint with Elon Musk, I should be smoking a joint so that I can get my throat slit too, right? I mean, the bottom line, I'm telling you, there's some high testosterone people coming through all across our border. If you come across all of South America and through the Darien Gap and all the way up through Mexico, you're not playing around. You're a very serious person, right? And these very serious people are coming into environments where people are all caught up in this LGBT nonsense. You know, you got people like Andy Ngo. I spent a few days with him over in London. You know, hey, I'm a gay Asian, he loves to say. I don't care. You know what I mean? Get over the gay Asian stuff. You know, I mean, seriously, you're going to be in a fight.
We've got to go to break. I hate to cut you off right now because what you're saying is so crucial. Keep that passion. Keep it up. I want to, we'll be back.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects, big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You know, right before the break, Michael Yond was talking about something that people always get upset at me for talking about, but I don't care. I'm going to tell you the truth. This isn't a war on marijuana and people's need for pain relief or, you know, whatever reasons people use it. I understand that CBD has amazing medicinal properties. What this is about is the fact that anything that the government approves, they do it because they know it's harmful for you. So in Canberra, for example, they're looking at legalizing ecstasy because all of a sudden ecstasy is really good for your mental health. You know, never mind the fact that they were talking about the fact that it drains all your serotonin when you use it. And it over time it struggles to replenish. So it's going to make you depressed and suicidal eventually. No, we're going to legalize ecstasy because it's going to help you with your mental health, which is just a lie. And so what Michael's talking about is, you know, the way that culture and the government steer you towards just being distracted and having a great time while your country's being invaded and they're setting you up for civil war. And you know, I think, Michael, we're at this crucial point and we're in this last segment now, so I want you to talk about, okay, two things are happening simultaneously. Number one, people are docile and they don't realize that they're being invaded as we speak. Number two, people are getting absolutely sick of what they're seeing. And you and I discussed this in the car when I was in the United States. It was a powerful conversation. So I want to continue that conversation now on air because they're pushing us to this point of civil unrest in every country. They want us there. What do the people need to do now? How do the people need to respond? Number one, to stop being docile and notice what the heck is going on your home turf. And number two, to make sure that we don't respond how the globalists want us to. What do we need to be doing?
Well, first of all, if you're just doing your job, sir, you know what I mean? You're just a gear in Big Ben and loading the buses, for instance, on the borders. If you're Border Patrol, I know a lot of Border Patrol watch your show, because every time I'm on, I get a lot of messages. So I'm talking to Border Patrol right now. If you're just loading the buses, just doing your job, that's what the Nazis did. You are feeding our own invasion. You're a gear in the clock. Click, click, click. Load the bus, and then the bus driver, click, click, click. He then drives the bus, or she drives the bus, takes them to the in-processing facility. They process them and release them on the streets. Now we're invaded. It's that simple. And you're part of the system. If you're continuing to do that, then you're doing what the Nazis did, and we hanged them for that. I'm not saying that you're evil or bad. I talk with a lot of Border Patrol people that are, I think, are actually good people. They don't know what to do. They're as confused as anybody else due to this information war in large part. Nobody has given clear instructions that this is the border that you are to defend. And if you're not going to defend it, at least don't facilitate it by helping the buses run or by pushing people like us back who have cameras. I mean, most of the Border Patrol are very professional, exceptionally professional, actually, and want us to come down on the border and show this. Some of the Border Patrol are straight up aggressive. I mean, there's times when I thought I literally might get shot by Border Patrol. That's why I spent 2 weeks over on the Mexican side, not on the U.S. side. I'm like, what am I doing? If I'm going to get hurt, it's probably on the U.S. side. You know what?
Sir, you're a U.S. citizen worried about getting hurt by the Border Patrol that's letting the illegals through. Is that what I'm hearing, Michael? This is disgusting.
Oh, yeah. Other people like Todd Bensman or Chuck Holton or Ben Berkwam or so many others that have been on the border, there's a lot. And Banner Steele, so many have been down there and been aggressively, pushed back by U.S. Border Patrol or National Guard or whatever. There was one state senator down in Tammy Nichols was her name. We were at Gate 42 near El Paso one night, and a Border Patrol almost hit her with a truck. I had to move her out of the way, and he bumped two journalists, and he intentionally did this. I had my video right in his face at the window. He clearly looks like he's on drugs. He looks like he's on drugs. I've got all this on video. I've got it on video. And the
all
police
right, Michael,
did
sorry,
nothing.
So we've got these pathetic men who obviously, thrive on a power trip because they're not able to really, be real men. Otherwise, they would be doing the right thing. But we have good Border Patrol that watch this show, that watch you, that watch this broadcast. What do these people need to be doing?
Stop helping the invasion of the United States. Stop. If your job is to commit treason, stop committing treason and do your duty. Do your duty. And that means stop loading the buses. If Border Patrol across the board says we're not loading the buses, in fact, we're going to start blocking the people that are coming in because we know this is an invasion, right? I mean, we know we got people coming through the Darien Gap now with no passport. They're going right down this road right in front of me. Highway 1 is a main invasion route to the United States. They go straight into Costa Rica without showing a passport. I see people at Yuma, Chinese coming through. I've got it on video that I made with the phone that I'm talking on right now. And the Border Patrol is like, what's your name and what's your birthday? He's not even asking. He's not even asking for their passport or papers or anything at all. He's just asking Chinese. You should see how well the Chinese are dressed. I was just looking at some of the videos and photos last night. Very well dressed, like they just are on vacation. And they're just coming across the border at Yuma around that, fence. You might have been there. And the Border Patrol is just loading them up on the bus, not even asking for any paperwork. You can't make up this stuff. Stop doing your job when it's clearly destroying the United States. If your commander tells you, well, your job is to go ahead and set that city on fire, are you going to do it? You know that's wrong. It's morally wrong. It's ethically wrong. It's legally wrong. And you're just doing it? I mean, stop. 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 Stop loading the buses. Stop driving the buses. Stop being a gear in the cog that's destroying our country. They're going to kill you. They're going to come to your homes. This has happened over and over and over in history. For instance, in Ukraine in 32, 33, and around that, and all over the Soviet Union, happened in China, happened in Canada, all over the world. I mean, where people come in and they are saying,
it's happened.
And they're told to take their homes. Take them.
It's happened on American soil, not so much take their homes just yet, but that's what they're saying in Europe. The Pope even just said, no, Europe doesn't have a migration problem. Open your doors to these migrants. Meanwhile, people are getting raped on the streets, and women can't walk safely. But, we don't have a migration problem. They're telling people, oh, maybe it's time to start opening your own home to migrants. So it is absolutely happening in Europe, but what's already happened? Well, he is a fool.
He knows what he's doing. He does not denounce Catholic Charities. Catholic Charities is a massive child smuggler right there in Texas. I'm out there with them all the time. I've been over and seen their operations in Mexico as well. They are a massive child smuggler. We have a great deal of video. And the Border Patrol often are taking instructions from, we got this on video. This isn't me talking. I can give you the video. Border Patrol and local law enforcement, they're near McAllen, Texas, taking clear instructions from Catholic Charities. I mean, you can't make up. We got it on video. Very clear audio. Super clear video. I mean, as clear as we're talking now. And they're just like, who's Catholic Charities? Child smugglers. I mean, seriously.
Let me just wrap this up because we've only got a couple of minutes left today, and we could talk all day. But what I want to say is, bottom line, what the people need to be doing right now is the invasion at the border. I would say, along with freedom of speech, these two things are kind of top priority in the United States right now. If you disagree with me, let me know. But ultimately, if you don't have freedom of speech, you can't report what's really happening at the invasion center, which is the border. So anyone who's able to get involved really does need to demand any staff that are there facilitating this start pushing back. Not push back, just absolutely stop complying with this. The answer is always the same. The answer is always mass non-compliance. What are you gonna do when everyone says no? What are you gonna do when everyone says no? So, I mean, these people need to get organized, Michael, people that are able to offer up their free time to assist with this invasion, and the people that are employed to facilitate this invasion. Everyone needs to get involved and put an end to this immediately. Biden, the sock puppet, for Obama, is not going to do anything. Demanding that he takes action isn't going to do anything. Last 20 seconds, Michael, where can people follow you? And we'll definitely do a follow-up.
They can follow me. I'm on X every day, the formerly known as Twitter. I'm on Locals every day. And you can support my work with Gifts and Go. I'm terrible at fundraising. I'm one of the worst in the world because I in my culture, we shouldn't ask. And so I rarely do. But this is very expensive. Gifts and Go. And that's it. I'm constantly rolling down range, whether it's Iraq or Afghanistan or Syrian gas.
God bless you, Michael. We are out of time today. Thank you so much for your time. Michael's Gifts and Go. His Twitter's up on the screen. God bless. We'll see you all very, very soon. Share this everywhere.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Don't light up.